Freestyle Travel. Hey, everybody. This is the Freestyle Travel Show. I'm your host, Kenny Flannery. Freestyle traveling at the moment. I'm actually staying with a Trust Roots host here south of Missoula, Montana. Trust Roots, for those of you who don't know, if you've listened to the show, you know it's kind of like couch surfing, except it's free and it's better. And you can find people to stay with. So that's what I'm doing right here. This episode, I'm going to tell you about the past 3-4 weeks, whatever it's been, since I left Wyoming, hitchhiking around, what it's been like. Some things are a little bit different, since the pandemic is, revealing itself in different ways as far as people's reactions. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and how it's, affecting the rhythm of travel to some extent. I was on a Canadian radio station yesterday morning. I've got a friend from a Hitchwiki who got an email from a Canadian talk show who wanted to talk to somebody about hitchhiking in the pandemic. So he forwarded that to me and I got in touch and got on the air with them live and talked for 8 or 9 minutes in the little transit time slot. Kind of funny because we hardly talked about specifically hitchhiking in the pandemic. It just became me telling the story of why I started traveling and other stuff. But I might be on some other talk show in Canada. I don't know why all of a sudden Canadians want to talk about hitchhiking, but kind of funny, kind of fun, interesting. So, but yeah, I will get into a little bit about new revelations as far as hitchhiking in the pandemic and more broadly freestyle traveling during the pandemic, because there's been some effects to some of the things that I normally do. But I'm still obviously moving around, having a good time. Everything's pretty copacetic. It's beautiful up here. This guy I'm staying with now, he bought like a barren property up here, like I said, maybe 30 minutes south of Missoula, and has slowly been building on it. He's been here 2 years, so right now I'm in the, it's more than a skeleton of the house he'll be building while he's staying in more of a shed, I guess. But yeah, freaking beautiful. I'll get some pictures up if I can. I'm trying to stay current on the hobo lifestyle Instagram, all that. Oh, and I'm going to start putting hopping episodes on IGTV, kind of like, I don't know what, how to think about it, like reruns or, but yeah, just going to start re-releasing the season. I'm trying to upload the first episode here, but the Wi-Fi is acting a little bit funny. But yeah, if you feel like rewatching hopping the Backpack and Beer episodes, I'm going to get those on Instagram, IGTV. Good times. Yeah, so let me jump into the journey from Wyoming to here and some funny rides in there, some dumb mistakes that I made early on. No big deal, but kind of funny. And yeah, some breweries and good times, camping in strange places, all the good stuff. All right, let's play that little transition music. Right, here we are, Montana. So, if you guys have been following the journey, I drove out to Wyoming to transport my sister's car. She bought it for my brother in New York, so I drove that out for her. It's like a free trip for me to get out to Wyoming. And this is the part of the country that I want to be in right now. It's late July. We're going to be rolling into August here any day now. And it's just beautiful. So it's, you know, 70, 80, 90 degrees at times. Camping is easy. And it's just a beautiful part of the country, kind of wide open. So I figure this would be a good time to explore out here, particularly because borders are closed. Can't go to any other country, so I might as well go to the best part of this one for this time of year. So, yeah, I took off from Wyoming. Had a good time all together there, catching up with my sister, my mom, whatnot. And right away, I made, like, a pretty dumb mistake. So, stuck my thumb out. I was going to go up through or around or thereabouts, roundabout Yellowstone, to get to Bozeman, which is just a town in Montana I've been to before. I thought it was pretty cool. And I got one ride from a dude in a Jeep, gave me a beer. That's always a good thing. Dropped me off. And then the second ride I got was from this couple. I think she was from Russia and he was from Ukraine. Pretty sure that's it. And they were just, they've been living in the Bay Area for a little bit now. And they're just on a weird 2-week road trip where they were going to go out to Minnesota and back. For no real good reason. I was like, you guys should probably stick more around here. But that's what they were doing. And anyways, I was just having a really good conversation with them. They were real cool and wasn't really paying attention. And next thing I knew, we were rolling through Dubois and I had basically gone an hour in the wrong direction. And I was like, I'm going to stop here. So I had to turn back around. Go the other way, and the first ride I got was a dude who picked me up like 2-3 days earlier when I was just hitchhiking around Jackson. I was hitchhiking from the town of Jackson to the mountain, so this dude gave me like a 10-minute ride, and here I am more than an hour away, and he's picking me up again. He just randomly had gone fishing, and kind of funny coincidence. So that kind of made it worth it in a way, just a coincidence, and just, I don't know, we had a good conversation rolling on back towards the junction where I'd screwed up. And caught a ride into the park, and then I got a ride from a dude that I ended up camping with overnight. He was also on a bit of a road trip from Idaho. So we went down some dirt road, found a place to park, and he's a big wine guy, used to be a beer guy. But so we had a couple cups of wine, and he slept in his van, and I camped like right outside there, just kind of a beautiful spot. I'm not sure where we were. We were either, if we were still in Teton National Park or not, or into Yellowstone. No, we weren't into Yellowstone at that point. But in the morning, that's what happened. We got into Yellowstone, and he dropped me off there because he was going biking for the day. Poked around there, checked out some of the like boiling hot springs and stuff, and because that's right where he dropped me off. Pretty beautiful. I think I got a picture on Instagram there too of like one of the more like cool deep blue looking hot spring steaming, and there's an elk in the background, kind of picturesque there. Check that out if you want to. I then walked for a good ways until I got a ride from this girl yet again, someone road tripping. She was from Michigan doing kind of like a big zigzaggy loop. So she was going to be going up through Bozeman, and I just kind of tagged along with her. She had never been to the park before, so she wanted to go see Old Faithful and these prismatic springs and some other decent stuff. And so I just kind of like hung out with her for the afternoon, just checking out all this stuff, and rolled on up to Bozeman and got dropped off there. And yeah, I ended up spending like a week or more in Bozeman. I wasn't sure how long I'd be there, just a couple days maybe, check out some breweries. There's 7 or 8. I did end up going to every single one in town. That was pretty fun, always. But my ex-uncle, ex-step-uncle, someone, Paul, good guy, real good guy, lives there. And I kind of remembered and wasn't sure if he'd still be there, but sent him a message. So the first night I camped by the highway. It's actually kind of more difficult than I thought to find like stealth camping in Bozeman. I had to kind of walk far out of town. But it didn't matter after that night because I got in touch with him. And even though he was living with his fiance a town over, he had a house in downtown Bozeman, which he was renting out. But in the back lot, there was like a barn. And yeah, just let me crash in the loft of the barn for just over a week or so. No running water, but electricity and obviously privacy and that kind of thing. So real cool. Yeah, ended up going on a hike with him at one point, hanging out a couple different nights, having dinner, met his fiance, just enjoyed Bozeman. And yeah, made it work. Someone from Instagram actually saw that I was in Bozeman and they happened to live in Bozeman. Someone I hadn't met before, and they invited me to stay a night, and yeah, it was just really cool to meet him. He'd done some hitchhiking before and had been following, I think, my YouTube videos for a good while. So that was cool. I got a shower there too, which is good. Like I said, the barn did not have running water, so I was just kind of like, you know, doing a gas station showers or fast food showers. So let me get into that. That's been one thing that's been slightly different because of the reactions to the coronavirus stuff. Is one of the things that I do is I'll go to like a Starbucks or a coffee shop. That's one of my go-to moves to... something just happened on the computer. There we go. It's one of my go-to moves to charge up my stuff. If I'm just on the go and I'm not staying with anybody or whatever, I'll go there, charge my stuff, check some messages, do any writing or editing that I have to do. That's usually where I do that kind of thing. And as far as I can see, not many coffee shops are open. Not even up here in Montana. They might be open, but they want you to come in, grab your stuff, and go. Or just a drive-thru is open. So, in a public library, too, I stopped by the library. Wi-Fi was still running, but you couldn't go inside. So, you could, like, sit on a bench. So, that's helpful for getting Wi-Fi, but not for, charging anything. Or really sitting down and writing for a while. Fast food places have now been my default. And that's even a crapshoot. I would say... probably half of the fast food places I go to won't let you inside either. So that's kind of been an issue. It's totally random. It's not even, I've noticed most Taco Bells aren't letting you inside. So maybe they got a thing. But even McDonald's, for example, they're some will let you in, some won't. I was sitting in a Burger King in Bozeman. And I'd been there the day before, and I was in there again. And when I came in the second time, they're like, oh, there's a new state order. You have to wear a mask when you walk in. So that's whatever. You just pop on the mask when you walk in and order, and then you sit down and take it off. But that was different than the day before. And then I was sitting there for half an hour, and there's someone else in there too. And all of a sudden, they're like, we just got a call from a manager. We're like... shut down now and only doing drive-through. So some kind of state law or regulation or somebody said something and things changed that day. But still some places are open. I don't understand. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to which places are or aren't, which is kind of a pain. Because usually just get on Google Maps, find a place, or walk up to it, but kind of sucks to walk 45 minutes, an hour in some direction to find one of these spots and find out you can't go in, but there seems to always be one or something. So yesterday I had to go to a Denny's to get a couple things done. So just kind of mixing it up. And it's a little different. I've always felt pretty comfortable in a coffee shop. Sometimes if I got to do editing or something or upload an episode like this, it could take... several hours to do what I want to do, and it's kind of okay in a coffee shop, I feel like, but I don't know. I'm going to have to get used to doing it in fast foods or Denny's or whatever. I've never had anyone complain. It just feels a little different. I don't think Denny's is the normal spot where you just hang out for 3-4 hours, but it's going to be now. So, yeah, that's one little difference in all the stuff. That was Bozeman. Just kicking around, checking out breweries, doing all that kind of thing. And then decided to hitchhike up towards Great Falls. So I went to Helena first. And that would be the second time coronavirus-related stuff affected travels in any which way. I got one ride to the next town, and then I'm walking down the highway, which is legal in Montana, not like some other states. You can actually walk on the interstate without worry about police. Which is nice, but I got a ride from this guy who was going to Helena, which is, I think it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So, passed a couple junctions, so pretty good ride, and I was like, sweet. So, I'm hopping in, buckling my seatbelt, we take off, he asks like, where I'm from, or what I've been up to, and I was just like, oh, I was just down in Wyoming, and now I'm in Bozeman, and he's like, oh, I totally forgot about COVID. And he's like, do you have a mask you can put on? I was like, oh, yeah. So I have one in my pocket at all times now just because it's how things are. So I pop that on, and as I'm popping it on, he's like, oh, my wife is going to kill me. I gotta let you out right now. She'd kill me if she found out I gave you a ride. So yeah, he pulled over right there on the highway. I wasn't in the car for more than a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and had to jump out. So that's the first ride I've lost. I mean, who knows how many people have passed me for the same reason. But there went that ride. So that was a bummer for sure. Because I have been in rides where, you know, both people wear the mask or windows down if it's a concern. But yeah, kind of sucked. I'm like, all right. I thought I was home free. It's always such a good feeling if you've hitchhiked before, that feeling when you get the ride going all the way to where you're going, especially when where you're going is several junction turns and more than an hour away. And it could maybe take two or three or five rides to get where you're going, and someone stops and they're going all the way. It's a really good feeling. You're just like, yeah, it's just relief. And that was stricken away in a moment, but whatever. It is what it is. And beautiful weather out. Not in a hurry. I'm making stuff up as I go. So, yeah, I ended up getting a few more really good rides anyway. So, I got a ride from some dude. He had traveled, he'd been on the road from like 96 to 2013. So, about 16 years on the road. I'm going on 13 myself. And it's pretty rare for me to meet anyone who's done that as well. So, even though that was like a 20-minute ride or something, we shared a bunch of stories in that time. That was real cool. And yeah, eventually this guy got me into Helena. Pretty cool dude. Dropped me off directly at a brewery of my choosing, which I believe was called Blackfoot. And showed up to that brewery and they saw my backpack, this bartender girl, and she's like, asked me if I was hiking or where I was going or something. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to Great Falls next. I'm doing this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, here's a loaf of beer bread for free. I'm like, ah, sweet. I don't know if they just give loaves of beer bread to anyone hiking. I don't know. Give it a shot. If you're wearing a backpack and you're in Helena, go check out that brewery. I mean, the beer is good anyway, so that was cool. Yeah, obviously I had nowhere set up to stay in Helena. Ever since couch surfing kind of shut down. Basically shut down by charging and all that stuff. I haven't even been given that a shot up until now. Like I said, I'm at this guy's house via TrustRoots, but he's, I think, literally the only person in the state of Montana hosting on TrustRoots. which, you know, hopefully that'll be changing. More people will be getting on there. But yeah, so didn't even try anything like that in Helena. And yeah, instead I'm like, I'll just go to breweries and see what happens. So this would be like maybe the third point about COVID stuff is also another thing that I'm kind of used to is going to sometimes bars, but mostly breweries and sitting at the bar. You know, sometimes I'll like try to do the Wi-Fi thing and whatever, but usually I like to sit at the bar, and then that way I can talk to the bartender and maybe learn about the town, and then there's other people sitting at the bar and kind of make short-term friends or whatever, and learn about what's going on, or just hear someone's whatever story about whatever relevant, interesting thing. And yeah, that's pretty tough now too. So, because every brewery I've been to in Montana has been open, but they're all a little bit different, you know, spaced out. If they let people sit at the bar at all, one brewery I went to in Bozeman, Map Brewing, really good, top one, two, or three brewery in town for sure. They literally had one bar stool, so I went in there I think two times, maybe three times, and so I'm the only one sitting at the bar. So you can kind of still talk to the bartender a little bit. They're busy, but that's it. So you can't really be as social as you could be. But it's not always the case. Actually made out with some girl in Bozeman. I forgot about that. You can still like shout from, you know, table to table, or, you know, you could be like 15 feet away and still carry on a conversation. So, you know, that can still lead to a decent conversation, or in the case of that girl in Bozeman, like going to three or four more other breweries afterwards, teaming up. Yeah, but you know, it's different brewery to brewery. Like what you can do. So I went to Lewis and Clark. I went to 10 Mile Creek Brewery in Helena after that Blackfoot place with the bread. And that was a fairly isolating one. And then Lewis and Clark Brewery was freaking massive. It's one of those big ass, like, bar kind of places, like big outdoor area, many different indoor areas, like different rooms and upstairs, balcony, this and that. So yeah, that was a pretty tricky place to try to be social at all. But I got a couple beers there and enjoyed myself nonetheless. And the other thing about breweries in Montana is, with the exception of that one, because I don't know what they do, but most breweries close at 8 o'clock at night because they're considered tasting rooms or something. It's kind of a lame little thing, but I've gotten used to it in the past few weeks. Lewis and Clark was different because I don't know why. I guess they'd separated themselves from the actual brewery. I don't know. They found some kind of loophole. But yeah, at that point, when I left there, nothing else was open, so grocery store, a little bit of food, and then yeah, walked down the highway until I found a place to camp along some little stream, somewhat hidden, and kept on going to Great Falls. So I got a friend that I met in Nashville up there, like an hour away from Great Falls. So, and I've only ever seen him in Nashville, even though he's from Montana originally. He kind of does the, I guess, 8 months in Nashville, 4 months in the good weather in Montana, thereabouts. So got to Great Falls. He scooped me up, and then I spent, 3 or 4 days hanging out with him, checking out all the areas. He used to own like a dude ranch, or I don't know if he owned it. Did he own it? But he used to work at a dude ranch, like a hunting kind of outfit, and he was showing me that. Yeah, just a lot of blast in the past kind of stuff, things that he hadn't seen in a while. We went to the second smallest brewery by accident in Fort Benton that had only opened like a week ago. Yeah, just had a hell of a time, really. Just seeing some pretty scenic stuff around there. Montana's gorgeous. And yeah, he dropped me off just outside of Great Falls when it was time to keep moving. At this point, I had Missoula on my mind. And off I went. I got one short ride from these, like a mother-daughter kind of situation. One was from here. I think the daughter was road tripping from Seattle. So they scooped me up. And then I got a ride from this this young dude going all the way to Missoula. So again, it was that relief feeling. Like, woo, you know, 2-3 hour ride. One shot. I definitely thought it was going to be more rides than that. I thought I might stop at a couple places along the way, but took advantage of the full ride and got to Missoula. So that was 3-4 days ago. I got to town and I've got a cousin here. I haven't managed to link up with her yet for like a beer or something, but I think I've gone to every brewery here as well. So just been spending my days like, yeah, going to breweries, enjoying the parks, kind of kicking it. Did that Canadian radio show the first night. Like, I just like marched halfway up the mountain and camped there. And then in the morning, got to the top of the mountain, checked it out, came down. The next day, a friend of my friend that I stayed with outside of Great Falls, I met up with him for a beer and he offered to let me stay at his place for that night in East Missoula. So indoors that night. And then, yeah, I think the next night I slept on like an island. There's like there's a big river that goes through town. And I found this one spot where there's like a, you know, an itty bitty island, you know, this kind of thin and narrow island. But yeah, there's no way to get to it other than what I did, which was to sort of wade across, which was kind of cool because I'm like, no one else is going to do this. I did find some other spots. Like, I'm pretty good at finding spots, but unfortunately in a town like Missoula, like, I'm not the only one out there looking for places to stealth camp. And the one place that I found that looked pretty good and somewhat accessible was maybe too good and too accessible because there's some people coming and going that looked pretty permanent. A couple meth faces on bikes rolling by, which, you know, it's not a sure thing for a disaster, but when I camp, I like to be totally peaceful and not be thinking about, you know, even the possibility of someone fucking around or whatever. So I like to be hidden. So Yeah. Going to an island with just a little degree of having to wade through the water and bushwhack to the center of it a little bit was real damn peaceful. Pretty nice. And then coming out in the morning, again, it's kind of nice to walk through the river to wake on up. And yeah, then hopped on trust routes and saw the one guy in Montana. It's like 30 minutes south of town. Seemed real cool, and he is. So I met him, hitched down. I think just took one ride to get down here. So it's 30 minutes away. Stopped at a brewery. There's a brewery in this town, and Stevensville, I think it's called. Blacksmith is the brewery. Had a beer. He picked me up there. And yeah, came up to this spot, which I kind of told you about before. It was barren land, and now he's got like a handful of structures on it. He does construction anyway, so like he's working and learning and applying that to this place, which is pretty nice. It's all coming together. He's got a compost toilet and an outdoor shower shack kind of thing, and he's got bikes over there. And he's working today until 6 or something. That's why I'm taking advantage to do the podcast here. Just easy. And yeah, I don't know what I'm doing next, but I got a couple ideas. So that's the story of the last few weeks. Let me jump to the outro and I'll tell you a couple more things and what I'm thinking about doing next. Should be pretty exciting. I hope you're having a great time. All right, so yeah, Montana, pretty awesome. Enjoying it. Gonna see some more of it. Probably end up spending another night or two here at this Trust Roots spot. This guy's pretty chill. Spot's pretty peaceful. And then the idea, which could change, is to head north towards Flathead Lake, Kalispell, kind of Glacier National Park sort of area. Check some of that out. And then beyond that, I don't know, I keep on thinking of Coeur d'Alene, Spokane. I'd like to check some of that out. I know when I get close to Northern California, it's like a magnet. Sometimes I get sucked in over there, but we'll see what happens. I'm not really sure what the deal is. I haven't been paying attention to the various forms of news floating around, and I don't know what's shut down or what's not. Maybe that could be a determining factor. Could be kind of lame to go to California if breweries are shut down and everything's shut down. It's like might as well just like stick to the area where I'm at and where I can do a bunch of hiking and still pop in into a place every once in a while if need be. But yeah, not gonna have to worry about that until I have to, if at all. So yeah, good times all around. And yeah, maybe do a little bit of Canadian radio again this week. I'll keep you posted on the Hobo Lifestyle channels, so you can take a look at that if you really want to listen to the 8 or 9 minute interview thing that I did. I posted it on a link to it on Hobo Lifestyle on Facebook. So if you want to, you can check that out. And yeah, all the other stuff. So that's it. Good times all around. And if you're in Idaho, Montana, Washington, wherever, give me a shout. Maybe our paths will cross. So, good times. All right. Happy travels, everyone. I will see you down the river. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.